fifth time in the Dream Team. How pleased are you with the achievement of being voted into the side again?
Yeah, I'm hugely proud and privileged. Any time you kind of get selected and honoured kind of thing to be involved in this sort of stuff, it's great as a player. It's a nice pat on the back and reward for your efforts throughout the year.
Obviously, defending the grand final victory from last year, how excited are the team going into the semi-final this weekend against Leeds?
Very excited, I think. It's that kind of stage of the year now where, we've knocked down to 8, now we've knocked down to 4, and it's do or die on Friday night, and it's a big game against Leeds, and we've played each other enough times, and especially in big games over the past few years, so we know what's kind of expected of us and what we'll need to do on Friday night, and it's very exciting times, and we're only 80 minutes away from getting to Old Trafford again. And last year we had such a positive experience here that it's one we definitely want to emulate again.
So we're overlooking the stadium at the moment. Is that all the motivation you need, just looking out and remembering the great times you've had there in the past?
Yeah, well, like you say, just looking at Old Trafford, it kind of obviously stirs up the emotions of the grand finals, and I've been lucky enough to play in a number of grand finals, and some bad ones, but obviously some good ones as well. And the clearest memory in my mind is obviously last year's one. So it's great to see Old Trafford, and come Friday night, that's all be in the back of everyone's mind, and that's where we want to be coming the week after.
Are you obviously fourth, so get the away game at least. Does that give you a bit of extra motivation? The fact that they're obviously going to go in as favourites, you're seen as underdogs, despite the fact that you're defending champions.
Maybe, I suppose. Leeds could probably go in as favourites with them being at home, but we played them there about a month ago, didn't we? And luckily enough, we got the win on the night. So I know we're capable of it. We know as a group, if we get our own job right on the evening, then there's no reason why we can't find ourselves at Old Trafford again. So it's exciting times, and it's going to be a big game on Friday night, and hopefully we can bring our best.
Did you see the end of Friday's game between Huddersfield and Leeds with the last second try, but shades of white to West in a sense?
Yeah, it was mental, wasn't it? Almost, it was Leeds beating Huddersfield being in front, and then Leeds pulling it back towards the end of the game, and such an exciting finish. And I think it kind of strengthens the league format this year, where they've obviously been talking about every game counts and every minute. I think they had a slogan saying every minute matters, or every second or something, and obviously it clearly did last weekend, because Leeds took it to final seconds, and obviously Wigan thought they'd won the league leader shield, and Leeds snatched it at the death. So that's obviously something we'll have to look out for as well on Friday night. It's Leeds are a quality team, and you never know when to give up.
Have you found the new Super 8? It's obviously a cut down in number of teams in the playoffs. It's only one game now from Old Trafford. But how have you found the whole system this season?
System's good, very good. I think it's nothing but kind of positive feedback, to be honest, from my end. I suppose from a player's point of view, it's been very intense, especially when we split to this Super 8. It's kind of obviously playing the top teams that are left in the competition, and week on week it's always a big game, and you can't really let your hair down, and it reflects into your training almost as well. It's when at the weekend you've got such a big game against such a good opponent, early on in the week it's already ticking over the back of your mind, and you're switching on, you're doing all the right things and preparing yourself in the best way you can, and that's definitely what's happened in this Super 8. And I suppose if you ask any of the players, they'll probably say the same. It's definitely made our job that a little bit more intense, a little bit more pressure, but obviously one that we enjoy, and we find ourselves in these big games, and they're the ones we want to play.
You've obviously got a nice pressure under you at the weekend, and perhaps going to Old Trafford as well. What do you think of those players at Wakefield and Bradford this week? The pressure they're going under ahead of the £1 million game on Saturday, a game I guess no one really wants to play in.
Yeah, I'd hate to kind of imagine the emotions, if you like, and the nerves that would be going through your, it's probably not even the day of the game. They've knew since last week, haven't they, I think? So, that game is going to be, there's going to be some nervous players going into that, but I suppose that adds to the excitement of the sport, and it's the way the new league structure is now, and there's going to be some disappointed people and some ecstatic people after that game, and I've got friends playing for both teams, so I can't really root for one over the other, but it's very exciting, and you know, I'm not jealous, put it that way, of being in their position.
And finally, a word on your teammate Alex Walmsley, nominated for Man of Steel this year. The only one up against the two Rhinos players. It must be a pleasing sight to see him in the side with how well he's played this season.
Yeah, Alex has been fantastic. He's been massive for us this year. I think he's obviously deservedly so. He's here today, and like you said, he's in the Man of Steel nominations with Zach Arick and Cuthbertson. So, you know, he deserves everything he gets. And, you know, a lot of people obviously see Alex playing and the work and, you know, all the things he does on the pitch, but we get to see it away from the pitch and all the things he does in training behind closed doors when nobody is watching. And, you know, he's consistently done the right things when he's been, you know, in them situations, and he trains as hard as anyone at St Helens. And like I say, I'm obviously going to be a bit biased, and, you know, hopefully he wins the Man of Steel.